November 11, 1899. Obedience prevents her from conforming to justice. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and it seemed I was going around the earth. Oh, how inundated it was with all sorts of iniquities. It is horrifying to think about it. Now, while going around, I arrived someplace and I found a priest of holy life, and in another place a virgin of blameless and holy life. We gathered, the three of us together, and we began to converse about the many chastisements that the Lord is sending, and about the many others that he keeps prepared. I said to them, "And you, what do you do? Have you perhaps conformed to divine justice?" And they, seeing the strict necessity of these times, and that man would not surrender even if an apostle came out, or if the Lord sent another Saint Vincent Ferrer who might induce him to conversion with miracles and prodigious signs. On the contrary, seeing that man has reached such obstinacy and a sort of insanity that the very power of miracles would render him more incredulous, invested by this most strict necessity, for the good of men, in order to arrest this rotten sea that inundates the face of the earth, and for the glory of our God, so offended, we have conformed to justice. But we are praying and offering ourselves as victims, so that these chastisements may turn out for the conversion of the peoples. And you, what do you do? Have you not conformed with us? And I, no. I cannot, because obedience does not want it, even though Jesus wants me to conform. But since obedience does not want it, it must prevail over everything, and I am forced to be always in contrast with blessed Jesus, which afflicts me very much. And they, when it is obedience, surely one must not adhere. After this, finding myself inside myself, I sought dearest Jesus for just a little, and I wanted to know where that priest and that virgin were from, and he told me that they were from Peru.